Hello, everybody, and happy after Christmas, before New Year's. I know from the supernatural way the Lord's been leading us, He's setting up 2024. And we'll go into this aware of certain things that I no more intended, came out with the intention to do that. But it's the Spirit of God is making a track that heads right to January 1. Because 2024, big decisions are being made in 2024. And if you don't vote, shut up. You don't have anything to say. You can't gripe. You have no argument. You just shut your mouth when you don't vote. To not vote in the United States of America is a sacrilege. That's what this liberty is based on. And that's the reason people said it wouldn't work, because the people have the government. No, they don't. God owns this nation because of our first president, praise God. So now let's go back to the book of Galatians again. I want to show you something from this fourth chapter. Now, I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differing nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. Now look, but when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Mm-hmm. When the time, look at that. When the time was come, He was right on time.
Yes, sir.
And all of this over the last 2,300 years has everything to do with us as American citizens. Mm-hmm. Why? Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, glory to God, wherewith Christ has made us free. Mm-hmm. We're free people. Yes, we are free people, glory to God. And we stand fast therein. Now, let's look at the primary calling of Jesus. Let's go back to the third chapter. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth crucified among you? This only would I learn of you, received ye the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Now, that's what we're all about here.
Yeah.
On the big channel. It's by the hearing of faith. Faith, the invisible, that's the name of the invisible creative force of God. Amen.
Amen.
And that's all explained in the book of Hebrews by this same apostle. Having begun in He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and works miracles among you, does he by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? Even as Abraham believed God, it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. The Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached. The Scripture preached to him. Mm-hmm. Saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Okay. That's what George Washington did on the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis.
That's right.
And he said, you will be our God. We're one of the nations that came out of Abraham. So then, as many of the works of the law. Here it is. The law is not of faith. The man that does them shall live in them. Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah, hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed as ever one that hangs on that tree, and that's why he went to that tree.
That's right.
That curse, spiritual death, sickness and disease, and poverty. What is the blessing? Spiritual life, the new birth, amen, and divine health and prosperity. Amen. And he did it. The moment he was raised from the dead, thank God we were free. Now, why? That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. That's all of us. Through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannuls or adds to it. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith, not unto seeds as of many, but as of one, to thy seed, which is Christ. And we are individual. We have individual blessing. Because we're his seed.
My salvation, my covenant has no additives and no preservatives.
That's right.
You can't add to it.
No, you can't add to it.
100% natural. Jesus plus nothing equals everything.
Yeah, it does.
The minute you start to try to add things,
that's right,
you're in trouble.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have to push away that unbelief. You have to stand fast in the liberty. Stand fast, doing all stand therefore. Standing requires, I got to take a stand.
Now, let's go over there to the book of Ephesians.
Okay.
And in the 6th chapter.
Yeah.
Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world. You remember the former madman of Gadara? He had one unclean spirit, a ruler of the darkness. But there were a legion under that one. He was a ruler.
Mm-hmm.
But all of them had to give him up, because Jesus delivered him.
That's right.
So, one. And spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies. Now, we saw that in the life of Daniel.
Yes, yes, yes.
There was a spirit of Persia and a spirit of Greece. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the most important nation on the face of the earth, second only to Israel. And when your enemies call you the big Satan and Israel the little Satan, you have received a great compliment. Otherwise, they wouldn't even mention Satan.
That's right.
Amen. And we have come to a strong and wonderful conclusion, that the Ishmaelites, well, I'm not the judge, but I see the results. You see
the fruit.
You can see the fruit of that tree. It's been on the wrong side of everything for all these years. And if you'll study and do some history, then it speaks for itself. But this is why Jesus came, to redeem us from that curse. Now, when I first learned this from Kenneth E. Hagin, I didn't know anything else. I'd never heard of anything else because I was scripturally illiterate, and so was Gloria. You know, I was raised in a Southern Baptist church, and she was raised in the Church of Christ. So she and I didn't even talk about it. What do you think to talk about? We didn't know anything about either one of them. But then, when both of us accepted Jesus, whew, we wanted to know everything. And so, if there was just a church steeple, wonder what they're doing in there. I mean, you can see what happened. The first thing we wanted to do is go to church. Well, then the calling came. But that curse of the law, I dare say the majority of Christians don't know what it is. And if you ask them what we're redeemed from, well, you know, sin, I guess. Well, that's part of it, but that's not the heart of it. When you find out you're redeemed from that curse, then every sickness, every disease, all poverty, right, and all of that is under that curse.
That's right.
And you have to go back to the book of Deuteronomy and go back when Israel was redeemed from Egypt. They didn't know anything. And they got on those two mountains, the Blessing Mountain and the Curse Mountain.
Joshua 8.
And so you start with the 7th chapter, move in the 27th chapter of Deuteronomy, and you just keep flowing into the 28th and then all the way through that. And the Lord said, I have placed before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life. That's the reason he did it, mm-hmm, to redeem us from that curse. But Jesus had to go to that. The law was the only thing they had. That you had to know, now this is against the law, so don't be doing it.
Right.
But Jesus had to bleed and die to redeem us from that curse.
Well, if you go back over to Galatians, Brother Copeland, in chapter 4, yep, Paul will write about it. He said, he'll make an allegory for these are the two, verse 24, these are the two covenants, the one from Mount Sinai, mm-hmm, that's in the wilderness, mm-hmm, which gendereth to bondage, which is Hagar.
Yes.
And this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which is now in the bondage of her children. If you go on down here, Jerusalem, which is free, is the mother of us all. Now we brethren as Isaac, verse 28, are the children of promise.
Yes.
So the children of promise had to send away. They had to take a stand. Well, you find it in Genesis 22, where, mm-hmm, Sarah took, mm-hmm, a stand and said, I need you to send the bondwoman away.
Yes.
And her son, Ishmael. And so that's what we have to do now. We in the times we live in this next year, 2024, believers are going to be required to take a stand.
Yes, sir. Well, it's right there.
Because we have a covenant with God in America.
Here we are. It said, stand fast in the liberty. We found that in the book of Galatians, the letter to the Galatians. In the book of Ephesians, put on,
yep,
the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Spiritual wickedness in high places.
Daniel took a stand.
Yes, he did.
And he wouldn't eat that meat.
And?
Or bow his knee.
Let's look at Ezekiel 28. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus, thus saith the Lord God, because your heart is lifted up, and you have said, I am a god, I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas, yet you're a man and not a god, though you set your heart to be as God. And you just come on down. Now look at the 11th verse. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation against the king of Tyrus. Thus saith, you sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You have been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering, the sardis, topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of your tabrets and your pipes were prepared in the day that you were created. You are the anointed cherub that covers, and I have set you so. You were upon the mountain of God. You waxed up and down in the stones of fire and was perfect in the days when you were created till iniquity was found in you. And that's the devil, and that's when he got pulled down from his place.
That's right. That's right.
He got into pride because he was so beautiful. And he fell. He actually started a war with God. And you've really got to be slow to do that. Jesus said, I saw him fall like lightning. Well, sure he saw him. He was there. Amen. And you go in and read that you were lifted up because of your beauty, corrupted your wisdom by reason of your brightness. I will cast you to the ground. I will lay you before kings that they may behold you. You have defiled your sanctuaries by the multitude of your iniquities. In the iniquity of your traffic, therefore, I will bring forth a fire from the midst of you. It'll devour you, and I'll bring you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all men that behold you. And they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at you, and you'll be a terror, and never shall you be any more.
Oh, that's in our future.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened yet. That's, I mean, that prophecy, that's one we talked about, all those prophecies last week and earlier this week that got Jesus in the earth. This is a prophecy that will be in his second coming.
Yes.
That'll happen in the future.
The day of judgment is coming.
Quickly.
And the angels that have been chained into darkness forever that are in the book of Genesis. And God dealt with them, that the world was full of wickedness. Well, it was caused because of those angels that had the daughters of men and created giants and terrible, horrible things in the earth, awful things. And Enoch wrote about it. So there had to be a flood. And God, in his mercy, said the days of man will be 120 years. Then he gave them 120 years before that flood to repent, and they didn't.
Yep.
And then he began to talk to Noah. And they felt, called him crazy. They mocked him until the rains came and cleansed the earth.
And there's a type and shadow in that. There was two groups of people in the days of Noah, the believers and the unbelievers. Just two groups. That's where we're at today. There's those that believe, and there's those that don't. And there was, in that group, the vast majority of people were outside the ark. There was a remnant that God placed inside of an ark.
Yes.
And they went through that, if you will, tribulation of the flood. And they came out on the other side of that. We're going to see the exact same things. Jesus will say, as it was in the days of Noah, so
yes,
shall it be. There'll be, there's only two groups right now, believers and unbelievers. And we've, too many people, I'm going to say this, this isn't his words, these are my words. Too many of you have been voting for unbelievers.
Well, that's true.
That don't believe in God. Cast God out of their party platform.
And when you don't vote, that's who you voted for. You can't be counted on the good side.
And so you need to take a stand now.
Yes.
And be on the right side. You don't want to be outside that ark when this all comes down.
That's right.
And so there were those that went through the tribulation or those that went through the ark. There was one person, though, prior to all of it, that walked with God and was not.
Yes, and his name is Enoch.
So there was three groups, actually, wasn't there? There was the people inside that tribulation ark. There was those that perished, and there was one that was raptured and taken away. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be. There'll be one body that'll be taken out before all of this hits.
Wow.
Yes.
Praise God. And the rest of them will either perish or be in that tribulation period.
Now, some very atrocious things have been happening.
Yes.
In the days right here. But this is the time we're in. These are the days like in the days of Noah. And I don't think we've seen the worst of it. I'm sad to say that. Maybe we've pretty well seen the worst of it in this country, but it's not over yet. And we have a country that has pretty well given itself over to things that don't mean much. Just sports crazy. I'm not against sports. I mean, I was an athlete myself. But the World Series is not the biggest thing in my life.
That's right.
The Super Bowl is not the biggest thing in my life.
That's right.
I've come to that place where it's interesting to watch the game. But I really don't care who wins it. It has nothing to do with me. You know why? I don't bet on it.
That's
and
right.
We're out of time. Yeah. Glory!
Amen.
We end on victory.
Introducing the 2024 calendar, a gift from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, your daily companion for a year filled with spiritual growth. Each month is a journey of faith, featuring a covenant reminder that strengthens your identity in Christ. You'll find faith-building confessions that empower your spirit, along with relevant scriptures to guide your study throughout the month, and ways to stay connected with your KCM family. Every day, you can join thousands of believers in our daily Bible reading plan. Imagine the strength and unity that comes from reading the Word of God together. Let His Word guide your every step. With your 2024 calendar, you won't miss a moment of power-packed KCM events. Keep track of all the dates so you can plan ahead to attend in person or join us online to experience the anointed teachings and worship. Set faith goals and make note on your calendar. See God's goodness when your prayers are answered. Make 2024 a year of growth, faith, and family. Kenneth Copeland Ministries' 2024 calendar is our special gift to you. Request yours free while supplies last on kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. Use this calendar to plan your faith goals, read through the Bible in 1 year, and find a list of KCM events coming soon. Contact your regional office for more information. In 2024, there's a KCM event for you. Come be a part of one of our free meetings and build your faith. December 31, join us for the New Year's Eve service at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. April 4 through 6, make plans to be at the Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri. July 29 through August 3, come to the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.
I'll tell you what does thrill me is a professional baseball player, a golfer, a football player, that's his platform to win souls. Praise God, I'll tell you, I'm for him. Just stand up right in the face of all of it and say, this is my platform and this is what I do. Glory to God. That's a wonderful thing. We'll see you tomorrow. I'll tell you, 2024 is right around the corner. And we're going to have a hoop-de-doo time in 2024 because we're going to see a lot of these things come to pass on both sides. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, remember that God loves you and we love you and 2024 is coming and Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
He's Lord over 2024.
Yes, He is.
My name is Ron Kinnear. I took a huge step of faith, and that was to launch out my own ministry called Africa Missions. Next year, we will celebrate our 30th anniversary. But it was when I started Africa Missions that I realized that there had to be a walk of faith and that I had to trust the Lord for finances. I couldn't see myself as a missionary going into one of the mission organizations and itinerating raising my own personal support, my vision was far broader than that. And then two people really impacted my life. The one was Gloria Copeland and the other one was George Pearson. And they presented a course on prayer. And that fed my spirit. And they said, firstly, it had to be based on scripture. Secondly, you needed to emerge your request in faith. And then fear, he spoke about fear, and this is the devil's ploy. You know, fear is the reverse of faith. And so the two cannot work together. So conquer the fear, trust God for the impossible, and then also to see yourself as a success. George Pearson spoke about that. See yourself as a success. And then also he said that you must believe God, that your prayers have already been answered. So I walked around believing. I had the money to buy a complex in Kenya for a Bible college. I believed it was there. And it happened, it was there. And so when I applied these principles, the miracle happened. African missions started growing. The Lord started funding the projects. My faith muscle was exercised. And I did not realize the partnership aspect of KCM. I simply looked at TV programs, read the books and so on. It was later on that my wife came into my life and then she helped me to understand what partnership really is. And today I'm so happy and so blessed to be a partner of KCM.
With me, they are like spiritual parents to me in my spiritual walk with Christ. Being a partner has really influenced my life. I believe with who you partner is an importation into your life, growing in faith. So with being in partnership with Copeland Ministries through all these years, has built faith in me, that I trusted God to come out of financial debt, and I'm debt-free for many years, trusting God, and He's been so faithful. Because when God started talking to me out of Matthew 6:33, seeking His kingdom, through the word coming through these ministers of God, and my righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you, I applied that biblical principle. Seeking God first, seeking His values, seeking what is righteousness all about, and finances followed. Your needs are met. So I can really say that I learned amazing biblical principles through following a ministry like KCM through all these years.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. Visit our website, kcm.org.uk.